From the Glen Echo Park Ballroom in suburban Washington, D.C., the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is exciting, vigorous, and refreshingly different. An orchestra and its leader who, through their ingenuity and creative ability, are directing the course of tomorrow's music. We're sure that tonight's concert in miniature will bring you something entirely new and stimulating in modern American music. And now here is modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton.
Ladies and gentlemen, I might say here before we get into any part of this concert miniature this evening, if you liked the way we presented this evening, you might applaud for the moment silently, we'll say, the announcer here, Matthew McGarry. He did a wonderful job. And the guy that's worrying at the dials is this evening, Roy Van Winkle. And there's a gentleman over here that's commonly termed a producer, pointing his finger this way and that with stopwatches and script and so forth in his hand. His name is Everett Sevier. This evening, we have a varied group of tunes, some you've heard before and some you haven't heard. To start this thing off, we thought it best this evening to establish something with a beat and wind a few solos throughout here once more as Jerry Mulligan's thing called Swing House. Gentlemen, point the horns toward the microphone, and I'll point the beat your way.
Thank you.
The soloists were, first of all, Frank Rossellino and then Lee Konitz, Reggie Kamuka, and Connie Condoli. Incidentally, if you notice something rather sparkling about Rossellino's solo this evening, we might inform you that he now has a trombone that matches his cufflinks and watch fob and so forth and his rings. This is a burnished gold instrument. A very beautiful thing. He's handling it this evening with all kinds of care. Beautiful, yes, Frank. It's wonderful. Great sounds. Bill Holman, would you mind stepping over here, please? I would be very happy to have you stand right here for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you here in the ballroom, I'd like very much to have you meet this chap. He's a guy that's starting to contribute a lot of music to the band's library, a very creative arranger and orchestrator. This is Bill Holman. Would you take a bow this way, Bill? Yeah. There it is. Now, Bill, if you'll take a bow this way toward the microphone, we want to prove once and for all that all arrangers are just not guys that work with pencils and paper. They can also play. This is Holman's tenor saxophone with playing Bill Russo's arrangement. This is rather involved of another guy's tune. These foolish things remind me of you. Bill, no reflection, just the jazz. Frankie, a moment ago, before this last tune, I was remarking about this beautiful trombone here. Can you remember when you first received your first trombone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how old were you?
Oh, about 14.
About 14 years old. What did you do with it when you took it home? Where did you keep it at night when you slept and so forth?
Well, I took it right to bed with me
every night.
That's
what I thought. I wonder if you feel as excited over this horn here as you did over your first trombone.
Oh, yes. I'm going to take this all over with me.
You want to be careful. It's moving close to that microphone there. You might scratch it. Frankie, the important thing is, does it play, and how do you feel about it? And show us how you feel with this new version of Frank speaking with this new burnished gold instrument. Ready? The beat. There are many different types of lyrics written to many different types of songs, and generally a melody complements the lyrics and vice versa. Here's one that can commonly be typed and classified as an elegy because, in a sense, it's a tale of woe. Not that this is going to be such a sad thing, because it should be a very warm thing with Chris Connors here and her version. Incidentally, Chris, do you mind if you share billing this evening with Connie Condoli, because he would like to play a trumpet solo in here, mainly because I explained that to you ahead of time, and I'd appreciate very much you allowing the count a little bit of trumpet.
All right, I sure will.
What's the title of this tune?
Everything Happens to Me.
That's wonderful. That's the one I thought it'd be, too.
you can bet your life it rains. I'll try to throw a party and the guy upstairs complains. Guess I'll go through life just catching calls and missing trains. Everything happens to me. I've never missed a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps. And every time I play an ace, my partner always trumps. Guess I'm just a fool who never looks before she jumps. Everything happens to me. At first I thought that you could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair. But I can't fool this heart that thinks for me. I've mortgaged all my castles in the air. I've telegraphed and phoned, sent an airmail special too. Your answer was goodbye. There was even postage too. I fell in love just once, and then it had to be with you. Everything happens to me.
Here also is, in a sense, an elegy, and this time without lyrics. We can ask you to depend upon your more imaginative powers here to gain the feeling here from Lee Konitz's improvising and feeling for the moment on this thing that he plays of Lover Man. Lee?
Thank you. Here is the rhythm thing that was created by Gene Roland for some time. Well, it was created some time ago for a guy by the name of Joe Rico, that is a great jazz worker in Buffalo, New York. All those in that vicinity are very fond of the guy because he keeps them well informed as to not only what is happening with us, but every other figure in jazz. We felt that we wanted to compliment him one time, or more or less salute him because of his magnificent feeling for the music, and a rather simple instrumental was written with a wonderful beat to it, and at the moment some solos participated in by Ernie Royal trumpet, and you'll hear Richie Kamuka tenor saxophone and trombones. If you don't mind, we will eliminate the piano beginning this evening. We'll start with the trombones because you know why? We have one of those monsters tonight. It wouldn't mix well. Here we are. Jump for Joe, the beat.
Thank you. Ernie? Take your bow, Ernie. Ernie Royal. Richard Kamuka.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I may, I'd like to show my courtesy here to the dignity demanded by a gentleman. Say, Mr. McGarry, may I ask you a personal question?
Anytime, Stan. Tell
your
me
name is Matthew, and do you prefer to be called Matthew or
I'm
Matt?
I'd be called Mac.
You'd prefer to be called
sure.
Mac?
Yes.
Well, Mac, what do you say you do something?
All right, Stan. From the Glen Echo Ballroom in suburban Washington, D.C., the National Broadcasting Company has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern American idiom. We invite you to join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader, who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in American music. Stan? Still have a little time.
Say, Mac, what I'd like to do, I was waiting for a chance here to give a downbeat because we like to stamp this program,
right,
so to speak, with a bit of music.
Stamp it right out.
Joe Morello, the beat.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.